Hello and welcome to News Radio, the bite-sized weekly news roundup where we laugh at the world to feel a little less sad. I'm Jonah.
And I'm Hannah. Let's get this roundup started.
Yeehaw!
An instrument on NASA's Perseverance rover on Mars has made oxygen from the planet's carbon dioxide atmosphere. The rover did an incredible job, but then again, it was under no pressure.
Jaguar Land Rover is shutting down its two main car factories temporarily due to a worldwide chip shortage. The last time a car had this much trouble with chips was when my mum did an emergency stop coming out of the McDonald's drive-thru.
A group of French volunteers have emerged from a cave after a 40-day study exploring the limits of human adaptability in isolation. Given France has been in national lockdown for almost a month now, it's likely this study could have just been done in their living rooms.
The Emperor Nero's reputation is unfair, according to the British Museum. I love that Nero is finally getting a redemption arc. He may have played the liar, but Tacitus and Suetonius are liars.
The 93rd Academy Awards are taking place tonight in person at multiple locations, with the international nominees appearing via satellite link from venues across the world. How very Eurovision of them. So Eurovision of them that they asked Graham Norton to do the commentary.
A new category, how exciting. Okay, here she goes. Welcome back. I am so honored to be here tonight presenting the Academy Award for Best Podcast Host in a Fake Film. The nominees are Samantha.
The nominees for this award are mostly international, which is interesting, and honestly, it could be anyone's game. But it would be nice if Jonah won, though, because he's actually here in London.
That's not my baby. And Jonah Solomons for Nude Ratio. And the award goes to Jonah Solomons. Oh, Jonah, he's done it. This is the third nomination for Mr. Solomons, but his first win. It's also the first win of the night for the London guests, and doesn't the venue look well? Well, Mr. Solomons is now approaching the stage, so I'm going to shut up and have some of my wine.
Wow. I'm honoured. This is amazing. I don't know what to say. There are...
Oh, it may not matter that he doesn't know what to say, because he may not get to say anything at all.
Nudes.
I believe the nude comment was in relation to the film and not Jonah's activities on or off set.
I want to thank in particular my traded for a favour, I'm too much of a gentleman to repeat.
Not quite sure how he got there.
I will not be caught dead doing anything like a cabbage, cupped firmly, tenderly, yet gracefully. But who am I to comment on matters of policy?
Sounds like he's laying down a manifesto.
And I told her, Hermione Granger, you shall go to Legoland.
And not the most magical place on Earth.
I hardly ever buy fairy liquid. Thank you to the Academy. Good night.
There you have it. Jonah Solomons, Oscar winner, smart housewife.
A man has been accused of taking part in the US Capitol riots after allegedly boasting about it on a dating app. His Bumble profile said he likes people in uniform and being handcuffed. And given the FBI's involvement, we imagine his wish may come true.
A study has found that dolphins form first-order alliances to steal other dolphins' girls. One dolphin, Kylo, in an ocean far, far away, has these Knights of Ren to try and get this girl called Rey.
The UK is likely to see a summer surge in COVID cases as lockdown is relaxed, a government scientist says. In unrelated news, my new music festival, Summer Surge, is due to release tickets any day now.
Researchers have said that expensive sneakers can help you run fast. I'm therefore going to blame my lack of speed on the fact that I'm poor.
The Met Office is working with Microsoft to build a weather forecasting supercomputer in the UK. Given how much electricity a supercomputer takes to operate, I forecast the weather to get hotter and hotter for the foreseeable future.
MI5, the UK's domestic spy agency, have joined Instagram. Their bio says this account is not monitored 24/7, but just know that you are.
Speaking of MI5, according to them, at least 10,000 UK nationals have been approached by fake profiles linked to hostile states on the professional social network LinkedIn over the past 5 years. I thought this was bad at first, but my commendation by the KGB has really enhanced my employment opportunities.
I don't have another joke.
What?
Well, I could have written a joke about the European Super League, but it would have lasted longer than the league itself.
You don't even want to take a shot?
No, I'm not looking for joke penalties.
Boris Johnson's former advisor Dominic Cummings has criticised the Prime Minister in a blog post. This feels very 2010 Tumblr to me, Dom. Just subtweet him and be done with it.
That's all from us at News Radio. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to suggest a topic for us to talk about next week, tweet us at News Radio Pod.
Also, if you want to hear our outtakes or support my dream of winning an Oscar, you can head over to our Patreon at patreon.com/newsradio.
Goodbye.